Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
France is Ireland's biggest EU trading partner these days, accounting for 11% of Irish imports, and that relationship has grown significantly, especially in sectors like chemicals, transport and agri-food. But a recent report from the France-Ireland Chamber of Commerce has highlighted some of the infrastructural and talent shortage failings that are holding it back. And Chris Smith is the president of the France-Ireland Chamber of Commerce and amazingly joins us live from Prague. How's the head, Chris?
It's good, Joe. Thank you very much. It's very good. It's just a bit tired now. Late night.
And emotional.
Going to penalties. Yes, absolutely. But wow. Look, disappointing. That's what happens.
It does happen. And I hope you had a lovely few days in the Czech capital. Now, tell us more about what kind of members does the France-Ireland Chamber of Commerce have?
It's a wide variety of members, Joe, right across the pharma, the business, the finance. There's manufacturing, so in the service industry as well. So large companies in Ireland that you might Transdev, for instance, in Dublin, who had the Lewis contract.
Up to recently.
But now another French company has taken it over. Veolia is in Ireland as well, a large company. Then look at Danone, huge pharmaceutical company. Mm. Even if you go down to Decathlon, another French company in Ireland. So there's lots of, Irish, businesses, our French business based here in Ireland, both owned and subsidiaried over here, right across the telecoms and insurance and pensions and consulting. A lot in services as well, Joe.
Yeah.
So over 45,000 people employed there directly by French companies or French subsidiary companies in Ireland.
Yeah, quite a number. And I see that bilateral trade between France and Ireland is up 30% since COVID. What sort of products and services are we selling more of to each other?
And the goods, it's a lot of chemicals. There would have been a lot of chemicals moving back and forth. A lot of pharma, if you take Danone and Servier, and Sanofi in the agri, then it's goods going out, dairy products and milk and so forth. And then transport, there's a lot of transport going on back and forth between Ireland and France. And it's a wide variety of goods that are moving. As I said, Danone milk powder, a huge company, producing milk powder in Wexford and in Cork as well. Thousands of loads going back and forth each year between Ireland and the world, really.
Yeah, but a lot of your members, according to your survey, are worried about finding talent, more so even than war.
Yeah, I think, the war thing, this is the beauty about, Ireland-France relationship. It's European. And we have a very stable economy here in Europe. It was one of the longest standing trading blocks in the world. So the war is going on somewhere else, half kind of affect Europe. We don't bother. We don't worry too much about it. We only deal what's put in front of us. But labour and skill shortages certainly, are a big problem for our members. They're all saying the same thing. They see potential. They see growth in their business this year and next year, but they're concerned about the labour. And then, labour as well, that feeds into the whole housing accommodation as well. Where are we going? If we do get the labour, where are we going to house all the people? If we have to bring people into Ireland, which we probably will have to do, because there's so much going on with infrastructure in Ireland now in the next couple of years, Metro North and so forth. We're going to have to bring talent into the country. Where we find that talent and where are we going to house that talent?
Yes, it is. And you mentioned infrastructure there. That is a major concern. But of course, that's a concern not just for French companies, but for every company that operates here.
Absolutely. In the chamber, we actually started up a new infrastructure working group this week in collaboration with the French embassy in Dublin, and they got a huge turnout. Again, everybody's concerned about infrastructure, and it's not only transport, but it's also about energy. People are worried about will we have enough energy, as the businesses grow and as, more business come online. So it's right across, and even, it's right across the energy, it's right across the infrastructure, the roads, the housing, who's going to build these houses. There is a concern there. I think most businesses today, Joe, would be worried. It's hard enough running your business. You're trying to do your very best, and make a good profit and loss and a good balance sheet. But then you're worried, where am I going to find staff? How am I going to, and where are they going to come from? Will they be able to get to work? Will there be enough transport? Will there be enough connections there for them to get into work? So it is a concern for all our members. I think for most businesses in Ireland right now, I think we're all looking at that, and it is a concern for us.
Okay, and I presume your members want simplification of rules, i.e. to remove some of the red tape and burdensome rules that companies have to engage in.
Absolutely. I mean, this is the biggest thing that keeps coming back to us. And no one's asking for deregulation, Joe, but we're all saying, can we just lift the handbrake a little bit on this? It's becoming increasingly difficult for all, you know, Irish and French companies who work together. The compliance complexities are there, and they're very difficult to navigate. And they just seem to be layering on more and more. And that's a concern for people. You know, if you're running a business now, you want to make it simple. You want to just do your job. But we're not, you know, if you look at Irish companies and French companies and European companies, and you were competing against the Americans and the Chinese, they don't have these compliance complexities that we now have in Europe. So again, that needs to be looked at. And possibly in the EU presidency, you'd hope Ireland might look into that, and hopefully, you know, maybe, you know, and say, right, enough's enough. Let's just have a reset on this, because it is important for businesses in Ireland, in France, and in Europe.
Thanks, Chris. And I really appreciate you getting up very early for a guy that went to bed after midnight, I'm sure. That's Chris Smith, the president of the France-Ireland Chamber of Commerce, speaking to us from Prague, no less.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland. Helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.